This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Digital technology is helping more students with disabilities receive a college education than ever before. In fact, colleges across the country have reported a 400% increase compared to just 35 years ago. In the first of a two-part series on disabilities, KUNC's Jackie Fortier brings us the story of two University of Colorado students putting the latest technology to the test and the designers creating it.
Like most 20-somethings, Bill Kasson and Aisha Mehta use their phones for just about everything.
Can't be anywhere without Facebook.
I disagree.
Bill is working on his master's degree in computer science, while Aisha is pursuing a bachelor's degree in psychology at the University of Colorado. They're also both blind.
I take my notes on this Braille note taker that has like a refreshable Braille display at the bottom. So as you type, like the little pins will pop up and you can read it as you're typing.
Aisha's sight steadily disintegrated in her teens. Now she can see outlines of shapes, but no detail. Bill was born blind, but after numerous surgeries, he can now see light and shape. They both use canes to get around, and like most students with disabilities, live off campus with roommates.
The primary thing that people don't understand is that you use the computer by looking at the screen, and I use the computer by having the computer speak aloud what's on the screen.
Just a few years ago, this type of text-to-speech technology cost thousands of dollars, but now it comes standard on almost every smartphone. They even allow users to speed up the playback to a point that's almost unrecognizable. But it's a different story for Bill and Aisha.
The ultimate NPR experience for your iPhone or iPod Touch. Follow local with the NPR News iPhone app. NPR is always on.
This is actually somewhat slow.
Yeah, it is pretty slow.
This is as fast as it gets on the iPhone, but like on my laptop computer, I have it even faster.
Yeah.
Designing websites to make them accessible to everyone is a growing trend in an increasingly visual world. Howard Kramer is a lecturer on universal design at CU. If your website isn't accessible to everyone, he says, you lose out.
You not only lock out, let's say, the blind user or the screen reader user or someone with print disabilities, you're also blocking out the Google search engine algorithm.
But what about people who can't use a keyboard or even move their hand? Dr. Charles Anderson is a computer science professor at Colorado State University. His work may sound like something out of science fiction, but it's a long way from being reality.
This technology is designed to detect changes in people's thoughts through detecting patterns in brainwaves in a way that allows people to control what a computer will do or a wheelchair will do or a prosthetic arm will do by just changing their thinking.
Test subjects wear a fabric cap with built-in sensors to detect brainwaves, known as EEGs. Anderson's team is measuring what the waves look like when a person thinks about a specific letter. This technology could one day provide some independence for people with neurodegenerative diseases, like Lou Gehrig's disease. But Anderson says it's not just people with disabilities who may want to control their smartphone with their mind.
The handful of companies that are coming up with portable EEG systems are directing it towards a video game market, people without disabilities, just as a new novel way of interacting with their games or their phones.
While controlling a computer or smartphone with your thoughts may not be a reality now, there are apps that can help people with visual impairments, like Aisha and Bill, with some of their day-to-day activities, to some degree of success.
I have a color identifier, which is pretty cool. It's not the best one. It's not very accurate.
I have the same app on my phone, and it's close enough. Sometimes, like, the other day I had a pair of dress pants. One was black and one was khaki. And it was close enough to tell me that one was black and one was something else.
Both Bill and Aisha say they would like to see even more advancements in teaching technology in higher education and more of an effort to include those with visual impairments.
I feel like higher education really relies upon visual learning. So you have PowerPoints, you have, you know, things written on the board, you have all these like diagrams, but there isn't really a lot of incorporation of other learning styles.
Bill wants to continue his education and get a PhD in computer science, while Aisha wants to help kids in India with disabilities. They both want to use their expertise to show kids that college is an attainable goal for anyone.
For me, it's really been learning that being blind is something that I can be proud of. I like to push my boundaries as far as they go, and I encourage people with and without disabilities to do the same, because really you're the only person that will hold you back.
Tomorrow, we'll take a look at innovative research that's going on at the University of Colorado to create the next generation of prosthetics.
It's got a hydraulic ankle joint. No power, but it uses hydraulics to basically give the ankle some degree of freedom or some motion.
For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.